Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Paul Sullivan, a former professional tennis player. He was New England's number one singles and doubles in the men's division. He was ranked in the top 40 nationally in men's open division singles. He played in the U.S. Open Championships 10 times in singles and 10 times in doubles. He won four U.S. National Championships in mixed doubles, two with Billie Jean King. He actually played against Bjorn Borg, quite a tennis player back in the day, and he had the honor of being inducted in the Hall of Fame in New England in 1969. I'd like to welcome Paul Sullivan to Blessed to Play. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Ron, thanks very much for having me.
Well, this is quite a career, I must say, and it started off at Belmont High School, where you captained that high school's tennis team. But who introduced you to the sport of tennis?
My family, actually. My mom, my three sisters particularly, all played. My mom wasn't a great player, but she played. And my three sisters was actually very good. They all won national titles. Then actually the person that really had a lot to do with it in my early days was a woman named Hazel Whiteman. Mm-hmm. She had won 44 national titles. And she just sort of took my whole family under her wing and taught us a lot. And very, very kind woman, emphasized sportsmanship, and just staying with it. So that's mainly the people that got me started.
Yeah, those people were instrumental in your tennis career and your life as well. So you managed to go to Harvard. You're a New England guy, obviously, and you took your talents, and obviously you had to be pretty smart as well, Paul, so I don't want to underestimate that aspect of your life, but since this is a sports show, we're going to talk about your tennis career at Harvard, and talk about just playing tennis at Harvard, and when did you get the sense that you had the talent to take your amateur career and make it professional?
Actually, the summer before I started Harvard, I ended up, a friend and a former captain at Harvard asked me to play in the national doubles championships. And, of course I played. And we had a tremendous match against the Mexico Davis Cup team and ended up beating them in five sets. Mm-hmm. And they were the second-ranked team or second-seeded team in the tournament. Anyway, that really got me in a position where I felt I could play. And people thought I could play. And I got the invitation just then at that point to play the U.S. national singles as well. So that was sort of the beginning. And then after going to Harvard as a freshman, you could only play as a freshman. And I played as a freshman. We had good matches, but I always wanted to get to play the varsity. And finally did the following year and played for 3 years on the varsity. With some really, really good players.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Paul Sullivan. He's a former professional tennis player, played with some greats of the game, including Billie Jean King, Bjorn Borg, Arthur Ashe, Rod Laver, Don Budge, and the list goes on and on and on. But let's talk about these. You played in a number of majors, and you played at the U.S. Open when it was at Forest Hills. But I want to talk about the time just interacting with Billie Jean King and that match with Bjorn Borg. What were some of the highlights, Paul, as you look back on this professional career and those players that brought so much, I guess, joy into your life by the competition?
Well, I think playing with Billie Jean, we played a couple of times together, and we won the national indoors twice. But one thing, which is sort of interesting, that we both wanted to hit the ball. And so I remember in this one match, it was a 10-all in the third set, mm-hmm. and we're down match point. And there's a ball right down the middle, and Billie Jean was on the deuce side, and I was on the ad side, and we both went for the ball. And actually, our rackets collided, and one of our rackets hit the ball, and this is now match point, we're down, and it just ticks over the net and goes into the alley for a match point, and we win the match point. It went on to win the match 12-10 in the third. So that was fun. Billie Jean was fun to play with. She was just very competitive, very good, obviously, and just seemed enjoyed playing the game. I mean, like a lot of players, you really enjoy playing the game. I think that's the highlight of my career, is just how much enjoyment I got out of it.
Yeah.
So that, I would say that with her, it was sort of an interesting part of our matches. And but we played twice, didn't actually play again. I ended up playing the National Open with Patty Hogan, and we won that as well. Anyway, I think there's so many players, Ron, that I played with or played against. And I was a better doubles player than I was a singles player. I wasn't a bad singles player, but I could really play with anybody in doubles. And singles, I was sort of happy to be out there and be able to compete with some of these guys.
Yeah, it's always fun competing at the highest level, but obviously you had good success in doubles professionally. And Paul, I have to ask you, playing in a number of the majors, I shouldn't assume that playing in the U.S. Open had to be one of the most special, if not the most special major for you to play in at Forest Hills.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was on grass, and that was my best surface by far. It was actually the singles was at Forest Hills. The doubles was at Longwood Cricket Club in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
But at Forest Hills, I always managed to win a round or two. I went to the third round in 1 year, and I was playing this guy named Cliff Drysdale, who went on to win the tournament. And I remember before the match, my friend Chum Steele, who was also a really good player, came up to me and said, "Oh, Paul, you got this match. This guy's got no forehand. Yeah, stay away from his backhand, but he's just not that great. He's got no forehand." And I got on the court, and he did have a forehand. He did have a backhand. He did have a very good serve. And I didn't even get a set. I lost three straight sets. So Chubb thought that was pretty funny. He got a good chuckle out of it as well. But, you know, that was sort of the nature of it. I was there to play, try to win. And actually, Ron, I was probably the only person that actually commuted from Boston to Forest Hills to play a match. Mm-hmm. Returned to Boston, go to sleep, take a day off, and go back to Forest Hills the following day.
Wow.
So, the tickets were only $13 by ear. So it wasn't so bad to fly in those times.
Yeah, that's quite a travel schedule for sure. Blessed to play Ron Meyer once again, chatting with Paul Sullivan, a former professional tennis player, did quite well in professional doubles, but played with some greats of the game. And this is interesting. The first professional that you played was Don Budge, and he was a Grand Slam winner. And the last professional singles match was against Bjorn Borg, and he just won his first Wimbledon title in 1974, and then Arthur Ashe in doubles. These are some incredible players, obviously, and the talent, but when you reflect back on your career, why don't you talk about who you thought the toughest player was when you were playing them, or just by observation?
Well, that's a good question. I think in terms of when I played John Budge, he was a lot older. Mm-hmm. And but he was good, and he had a great backhand. So that he may have had the best backhand. Well, Drysdale also had a great backhand. I would say that he was so talented and he's so strong that he was be a tough player for anybody to play. But the Borg and singles on clay, mm-hmm. it was a nightmare. I mean, I thought I was in great shape. I hadn't played a tournament in 9 months, but I was in really good shape. And he ran me all over the court. Remember the match was 95 degrees. It was on clay. And at 3-all in the first set, I was so tired, I thought I was going to drop dead. This is the way I'm going to end my career and my life right here on this court. And finally, he mercifully put me away pretty quickly after that. So I would say he's probably the top singles player I played. Maybe Drysdale as well. He's very, very, very good. Played all the top players in various eras.
Yeah. Paul, when you see all the new equipment that's out there now and the technology and the rackets, do you kind of wish that you played during this era to get the most out of your ability as far as that goes?
No, I don't really wish that, because I think that when I was playing was a great time to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a game. The money really came in the end of sort of my career. It started. But we all played to win, but we also played, you know, to be fair as well. We respected the other guy on the other side of the net. I remember playing a doubles match against Cliff Drysdale in Ray Moore. They were number one seeds in this tournament in Newport. And this is a crazy match. I was playing with a guy named Teddy Hone, nice guy and really good player.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the third set. And we had split sets, and we're actually up 5-4 in the third set, and I was serving for the match. This gives you an idea of what the flavor of all the matches at the time. We're up 5-4, I'm serving, and Drysdale had the best backhand in the world at the time. Fantastic backhand. Mm-hmm. Just tough to handle. Anyway, we had been serving to his forehand all day, and I was serving 40-30, and I went to serve, and I stopped, and I walked up to the net to talk to my friend and partner, Teddy Hone, and said, "Teddy, I'm going to fool this guy. I'm going to go into his backhand. He'll never even touch it. I'll break it out wide, just slide it, and we'll have the match." So I did exactly what I told Teddy I was going to do, but Drysdale crushed the ball. Teddy never even reflexed on it. Went right down the middle. I was still following through on my service motion, and the ball moved, landed 3 feet in the baseline. But the umpire yelled, "Ouch! Game, set, and match, Sullivan." And said, no, Teddy, that ball was 3 feet in. I knew the umpire's name was Teddy Vices. And so I went up to the chair. "Teddy, you just can't do that. That ball's way in." She said, "I saw it out. Game's set and match. The match is over. You guys won. Congratulations." I said, "No, Teddy, we cannot win like that."
Paul Sullivan started Paul Sullivan Sports in 1967 to develop and patent a aluminum tennis racket, the first ever made in 1968, known as the Spalding Smasher. And it was used by all-time great Pancho Gonzalez. When Blessed to Play returns, we'll talk about the faith life of this former professional tennis player, Paul Sullivan, when Blessed to Play returns after this.
Have you ever heard someone say the Catholic Church would be okay if it weren't for all the rituals? Why do people complain about the rituals in the Catholic Church? They don't complain about the rituals that fill the rest of their daily lives. They shake hands, they sign their names, they put candles on birthday cakes, they give each other flowers, they put on fancy weddings and somber funerals. Those are all rituals. They are symbols. They are simple ways of representing complex ideas. G.K. Chesterton says ritual is a need of the human soul. In fact, it's a need of the human body, like exercise. Destroy your impressive ceremony, and all you get in return is an unimpressive ceremony.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information and go to EWTNRC.com to discover more books and programs written and inspired by G.K. Chesterton.
EWTN Radio posts 11 podcasts every weekday and over 60 per week. They're the perfect companion for busy Catholics everywhere. With on-demand access to audio, you can pause and pick up right where you left off anytime, anywhere. And they're all free. Subscribe by going to EWTNradio.net, then click on podcasts. They're waiting for you. EWTN is the global Catholic network.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Paul Sullivan, a former professional tennis player, and he really had quite a career playing with some of the greats of the game, as we discussed in the first half of the show, including Bjorn Borg, Billie Jean King, Arthur Ashe, Rod Laver, Don Budge, Cliff Drysdale. Paul was more known as a double specialist, if you will. He had a success there, but played a lot of singles as well. In fact, his last professional singles match was against Bjorn Borg. So how about that? But Paul is from the New England region. He's a Catholic, and faith is very much part of his life and has been for quite some time. So give us some background, Paul. You grew up Catholic, but when did you embrace the faith, and how important is it to just be Catholic?
Ron, I grew up in an Irish Catholic family with my dad and my three sisters. We lived in a three-story family home. My mom, dad, three sisters lived on the first floor. And I had my, I lived on the second floor with my grandmother and two aunts. And on the third floor, my uncle lived in the attic. They were all devoted Catholics. We would go to Mass together every Sunday, all the holy days. And there were photos, pictures, paintings of Jesus all over our house. So I think that was sort of the way I started, sort of the leaving side of my Catholic life. But as I grew older, even middle school days and my high school days, I had a very strong faith, and we would obviously got baptized and First Communion and kept going on and on, and learned a lot in the faith from the particular church I was going to. We kept going to for special education programs even after confirmation. I think one of the things that was sort of interesting is that I think we are able to spread our faith sort of by example. And my example, I guess, was pretty good at the time. I remember playing basketball with two friends. One was Billy Callahan, my best friend. Another one was a fellow called Bob Stretch. We always call him Stretch. And his last name was Foley. So anyway, we were playing along, and every Saturday we would play. And every Saturday at 3 o'clock, Billy or I would say, okay, you got to stop. You got to go to confession. And so off we go to confession. We say, Stretch, come with us. And each time, Stretch would say, oh, I can't. I got to go work with my dad. And so we didn't say anything. We just kept going. We did that Saturday. One Saturday, we went off to confession, and Stretch decided he was going to go off to the Catholic Church, meet with the priest, parish priest, and he ended up joining the Catholic Church. So that was a really fun thing. I didn't know anything about this whole thing until a couple of years ago.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer once again, chatting with Paul Sullivan, former professional tennis player. And that's a great story that you conveyed about Stretch and his conversion to the faith. Let's talk about your family, though, Paul. I mean, that's the most important thing, obviously, in your life. And you have 5 kids, 9 grandkids, and you grew up in a tennis family. You had 3 sisters, a mom and dad. But talk about this part of your life, you know, raising your kids in the faith and also, you know, being a grandpa, too, as well. Why don't you share that with us?
That's nice. My faith was really strong right through my freshman year in college. And then it faded a bit, even though I would go to Mass and on Sundays and the holy days, no matter where I was in the world, I was the faith wasn't that strong. Mm-hmm. And in my sophomore year, I think that my faith faded to the point where I was practicing going to Mass, being a sort of a quasi-Catholic, but not believing and not understanding everything very well. Anyway, after getting out of Harvard, I went and joined the Army, not because I wanted to go fight, but it was Vietnam days. But I felt I had an obligation to do so. After that, I got out, ended up getting married. And all the same time, my faith was about the same as it was there, but not strong. So I ended up meeting a beautiful woman, Mina Rio, and we got married, having 3 fantastic kids who all of whom were tremendous athletes as well. And we, that lasted for 20 years. But unfortunately, we ended up getting divorced. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the real shame of my faith life right at that point. Anyway, the kids were great. They stayed with me and we kept going on, and sort of adjusted to everything. And then I decided I'd never get married again. And I decided, to the contrary, end up getting married to a beautiful woman from Mexico, Janine Valdez. And we had 2 kids. Mm-hmm. And they were fantastic. I think I probably overall paid more attention to the kids than I did to my wives. And maybe that contributed to the problems I had. But the worst of it is I betrayed my religion. I betrayed God. And it took me years to sort of recover from that. And by the time I got to my late 50s and my 60s, I was looking into and reading and studying about the faith all the time. I went to daily masses every day, except during COVID. I missed some time, obviously, then. And once in a while, I would miss one for some reason. But that's the intent that I had at that point. And I kept going and I kept getting stronger and stronger in the faith. And today, the Eucharist is my life. I just love the Eucharist. It is my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul Sullivan obviously has a story of redemption, and that redemption he has shared with us today. And I'd like to ask the audience that is listening today, Paul is going through some health challenges, and we want to keep Paul definitely in our prayers. Paul, we only have a couple of minutes remaining now, but as you reflect back on this life, and sports being such a strong part of it, what is sports has done for your spirit along with your faith as you've went on with your career and also your life in general?
Ron, before I even get into that, just to say, for praying for me, I really appreciate that. I would love you all to pray, just pray for God's will to be done. That's all I need. Anyway, I think the ability to stay with something, whether it's a tennis match or an athletic contest, is extremely important because it also indicates how you're going to live. Mm-hmm. And if in my case, I went up and down a little bit on it, but my faith was always there in some way, very strangely, my side all the time. I love to play, and perhaps at times that gets out of perspective, but in the long run, the competition certainly helped me.
Yeah. Well, Paul Sullivan has been our guest, quite a tennis player, folks, played with the greats of the game back in the day, and had a great career in professional doubles, and really uses his faith and has used his faith to grow stronger spiritually and as a human being. And Paul, I want to thank you for sharing that with us today. Your candor, your honesty, but also talking about your career in sports. I really do appreciate it. And thank you for being on Blessed to Play.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook and hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Paul Sullivan, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.